نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا إلى رمضان. Dear respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, second by second and minute by minute, hours by hours and day by day, weeks, just a week left and we're getting close to Ramadan. And just a few days left before the Mubarak month begins, and all the rahmah and the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and also to free millions of Muslims from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah, the month that will begin. Within a few days, we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us into this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Say Ameen, inshallah. You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they would miss Ramadan for 6 months. Once the Ramadan is over, they would miss it for 6 months. Once the 6 months is left for Ramadan to begin, Sahaba would speak about and prepare and talk about Ramadan. So here we can see the importance of Ramadan. How important the Ramadan. The meaning of Ramadan in Arabic is that burns. What does Ramadan mean? It means burning. Burning what? Burning sins. Sayyi'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close, lock all the shayateen as soon as the moon sights for Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also take the adab of qabr as soon as the moon sight for Ramadan. Allah takes the adab of qabr away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, giving the message that how important the Ramadan is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions in the Quran that Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us that those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking directly to believers. Kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Those people who has come before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have made the fard compulsory, the sawm upon the ummah, the people, the ahlul kitab, people who has come before. Regardless, they sawm, subhanallah, there is a difference between our sawm and their sawm. They saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for 24 hours. Just a little time they used to have for suhoor. They had no futur, just the suhoor. خلاص. Oh, they call it futur or they call it suhoor. You call it suhoor or futur. Just once in 24 hours. Then again fasting. Likewise, Bani Israel, Allah made 6 months roza farz upon them. For us, Allah made 1 month. For Bani Israel, Allah made 6 months. If they speak truth, see, during the fast, if they speak, their fast would break. Hamare liye to, for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only stopped us for eating. But Bani Israel, no. Even if they could speak, the fast would break. So much of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. We even speak a lie during astaghfirullah, we shouldn't lie. But even if we speak the lie, if we speak a lie, the soul will not break. If they would speak truth, the soul breaks. Or even if we speak a lie, the ulama says the soul, you will get a sayyi'ah. It's a sinful act. But the soul will not break. Your soul will not be fasted. So, this is the rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance. And then the Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says that as soon as the moon size for Sha'ban, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would gather all of us, and he gave us the advice. He would give us the advice. Now remember, in the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, 7 Ramadan came altogether. 7 Ramadan altogether. After Uhud, the Ramadan become farad upon the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in his life, 7 times Ramadan came. So 7 times he has advised the Sahaba. As soon as the month of Sha'ban, he could have advised only once. That was enough. Sahaba would remember. They know. They were very punctual when it comes to practicing the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he doesn't have to remind every year. So this amal wasn't specifically for just once or one Sha'ban. No. The hadith is very clear that the Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, as soon as the moon sighed for Sha'ban, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam would gather all of us and he would advise us regarding the fadila, the virtue of Ramadan, that how should one keep fast. Now if we look at the life, not only just the Sahaba, if we look at the life of Salafus Salihin, A'imma, those who came, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Hassan Basri, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, look at their life and their amal in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. It's we cannot believe it. Those Salafus Salihin, they would read, Imam Shafi would complete twice. One Quran in 2 days. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he would start reciting from Sahri until the time of Isha, and he would complete one Quran. One Quran a day, 30 Quran in the month of Ramadan. This was the amal of Salafus Salihin, A'imma Ikram, Fuqaha. Look at, just read their life, that how would they practice in the, when it comes to the month of Ramadan. Now, the question is, these questions comes in the mind. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be
remain hungry in the month of Ramadan? What's the reason behind? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Then أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. لأن هذا آية شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. I've just mentioned briefly the amal of Salafus Salihin in the month of Ramadan. How connected they were with the Quran. How connected? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So they were connected with the, not just with the fast, even with the Quran. They would spend all day. Some of the scholars, the fuqaha, they would rest a little bit during the day and complete the Quran, and at night from Isha till Fajr until the Suhoor, they would remain in Nawafil. They would pray the Nawafil. They would just have a break, and Allah give them so much of barakah in the time. So the question, you know, people, why? Sometimes we also think, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be hungry? What would Allah get? What Allah will get benefit from, you know, for us to be, you know, remain hungry whole day for what? Starving. So in this ayah, the Mufassirin said, كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that look, in the month of, if you look at it, how many animals, haram animals that we can't eat them? Very few. Very few haram animals Allah has created that we insan cannot eat. But if you look, if you list the halal animal, you will find more halal animals than haram. Only dog and khinzir, and maybe a few other animals. Rest, Allah made it halal for us. So many, you can list them. Likewise, drinks. Allah made only haram, what? Khamar. Sharab. Alcohol. Allah made it haram for us. But if you look at it, halal, very long list. How many juice? How many drinks, cold drinks, these, that, apart from the water. How many drinks are there that halal? But haram is very few. So the question is, in the month of Ramadan, we don't touch, regardless, so many halal animals and so many halal vegetables and fruits. Majority is halal. But only when they turn into, you know, when they go off like apple and grapes, and then they becomes, we know all that. Anyway, so Allah made everything halal for us when it comes to vegetable and the fruits and all. Few maybe that has a poison or whatever it is. So we don't touch this halal animal, halal drinks, halal vegetable, halal fruits. We don't touch it. Regardless, it's halal. In the month of Ramadan. So Allah says, O my abd, O my slave, you have made, Allah made it haram during the fast in the month of Ramadan, in the state of fast. Allah made all this haram for us to have it. So Allah says, I made it haram, and regardless it was halal, and you have not eaten, and you have kept fast for me. So Allah says, for that reason, Allah will, He says, if somebody prays salah, you can see he's praying salah. If someone giving zakat or sadaqah, a person who's taking it, benefiting, he knows so and so person gave me. or came via from somebody. Person who's performing Hajj Umrah, people are looking at him. Any actions that you carry out, any ibadah you carry out, there is some, you know, there is some sort of directions. There is some sort of, you know, what do you call, people they can see. Not hidden. Somehow, indirectly, is shown. But fast, sawm, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ajr is sawm, is directly myself. A person who prays zakat, who pays zakat, Allah says he will get ajr so much and so much in Jannah. Person who pray nawafil, salah, he will get ajr so much and so much. A person who's doing umrah, hajj, zakat, taking care of parents, looking after, helping somebody, whatever it is, whatever the good actions, amal, Allah says so and so much ajr. When is this is the only amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will give the reward and I am the reward of a person who's a fast, who's fasting. I myself is the reward. Kya farmaya? Ke roze ka badla main khud hoon. Why? Because this action is not shown. You can't see, it's unseen. When a person fasts, he may be going in a kitchen, no one is looking at him, he himself is alone, nobody is looking at him. And from all the amal, all the actions, there is a, you know, salah, as I made, from all the actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most is the sawm. Because, and Allah doesn't say, Allah doesn't gather the malaika and say, oh, come see, my so-and-so slave, he's helping this. My so-and-so slave, he's performing umrah. My so-and-so slave, he's reading salah. My so-and-so slave, he's reading Quran. He's standing in the nawafil. Look, Allah doesn't gather the malaika and he becomes like, you know, he has a fakhura. He has fakhr. That look, become a proud. Allah doesn't become a proud. Any ibadah that we perform, Allah doesn't get the malaika. But when a person fasts, it is the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered the malaika and says, come, see, I have made things that was so many things was halal, so many drinks, so many vegetables. So I gave so much of ni'mah, fruits, meat, chicken, fish, name it. How many ni'mah is there? I made it halal. But just because, and he is himself, he's alone. No one is watching him. And he's telling the malaika. No one is looking at him. And he's fasting for me. He's starving himself for me. Why do we starve ourselves in the month of Ramadan? Why Allah made it? Why Allah made this such action? There is a reason behind. So we can have a taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We can. Why? Because in the month of Ramadan, we are scared. You know, we have a fear. Oh, Allah made halal, but look, in the month of Ramadan, it's haram for us. We cannot eat. We cannot talk. We cannot lie. Because our fast will become fasid. We won't get no ajr. You know? We won't get no ajr. There is a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are people who fast all day and they get a full ajr. This is the first list, first group. They get full ajr. Second group, they get some ajr. The third group, they just starve themselves and they don't get nothing, no ajr. They don't get nothing. So, fast is not just for keeping ourselves and starving ourselves and remain hungry. No, that is not fast. Fast is for our entire body. Entire body. For tongue, for hands, for ears, for eyes, for legs. Every single part of our body must fast. So with the eyes, we don't see wrong. With the ears, we don't hear anything wrong. With our hands, we don't carry out any bad action. With our legs, we don't walk towards something bad. You know. So we fast for entire our body. And if we practice accordingly, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shown in the hadith, if we practice accordingly, like as I mentioned, how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast and Salafus Salihin. If we do it in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, rest of the year will become very easy for us to abstain from the haram. Hum match se pehle kya hota hai? Warm up hota hai na? Football match, this match, that match. People practice, the players, the sports. You ask them. Ye pure saal ka warm up hai hamare liye. This is the month of Ramadan is for our entire year's warm up. This is a warm up match. Huh? We practice of what? What? Stay away from haram. Stay away. Not just in the Ramadan. Rest of the Ramadan as well, and rest of our life as well. So, inshallah, if we observe the fast in a correct manner, then inshallah, rest of our life, rest of the. This is why the ulama said, "Jiska Ramadan sahi guzra, uska saal." Bolo na, mujhe hi sara bolna padega. Jiska Ramadan sahi guzra, uska pura saal acha. Aur jiska Ramadan kharab ho gaya. I said it in Urdu. A lot of people don't understand. It says that they said the ulama. I'm translating. Don't worry, inshallah. They said, if you pass Ramadan in a very good way, then the rest of the year will be good. And if you neglect the Ramadan, then the rest of the year will be same. Okay? So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us the opportunity. Ramadan is around the corner. Make sure, my brothers, that we take full advantage and we stay away from haram, lies, and prepare for our Ramadan. Regarding this subject, inshallah tomorrow, I'll make an announcement now, inshallah, before Salah. Regarding this subject, inshallah tomorrow there is a program. So make sure that you come, you will learn the masail of sawm and masail of zakat, which is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
लॉफ्ट में भेज दें उन,
वो दूसरा फ्लोर मुबशिर कौन है, मुबशिर उनको बोलो वो दूसरा फ्लोर फुल हो गया है, लॉफ्ट में भेज दें, लॉफ्ट खाली है, देखो लॉफ्ट खुला है, देख लो लॉफ्ट, खोल दो खोल दो लॉफ्ट खोल दो, खुला होगा देखो खुला ही है, तो फिर यहाँ जगह नहीं, तो फिर वो ऐसा करो वो जो सिस्टर है उनको वो बड़ी ऑफिस में भेज दो, मेन ऑफिस में,
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वकफा वसलाम अला इबादिही الذين اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعن كل صحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Because brothers just 2 minutes inshallah there is very important few announcements before Ramadan First of all, you know, Gaza, inshallah, will be going in the month of Ramadan. So brothers, try and donate generously as we already have started the collection for Gaza. And we already sent some of the donation for Ramadan so people can get start. Whatever collection is coming, we are already sending it. So inshallah, before 1 or 2 days, all your amana will be distributed. And inshallah, we will share all the footages on our social media. The second announcement is for Ramadan, water and khajur for our masjid, for iftari. If any brothers wants to donate anything separately, please don't give there because it's going to get mixed with the masjid and with the Gaza. That's donation now
outside one is only for Gaza and Masjid. Masjid, just put it in a box, or tell us if you're putting it in Masjid, because we're collecting for Gaza. So we don't want to mix the donation. So if anybody, brothers, wants to, about approximately £1,000 we spend every year for Ramadan. And I don't want to, you know, make an announcement longer, but just want to say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that even if you feed somebody one khajur, or even if you see, if you give a water, you get the full ajr of his sawm as well, not just your sawm. See the Ramadan. So therefore, brothers, there's about £1,000 we need for water for Ramadan during the Taraweeh and also for iftari. And the khajur as well, ajwa khajur, inshallah, we give in iftari. So any brothers wants to donate towards this, let us know, inshallah. Tomorrow's program, 7:30, inshallah. The Isha Salah will be 7:30. And then very important masail, inshallah, the talk will remain half an hour to 45 minutes. And after that, the food will be served in the masjid. So make sure that you attend, inshallah, this program. You will get a lot of, it will be beneficial for you, because you need to learn the masail of roza, the sawm, and the masail of zakat, who you must give zakat, and how much you must give, what all these masail, inshallah, I will mention, inshallah. And the sisters as well. The sisters can come in as well, inshallah, for this program. Also, try and download the application, brother, you know, for our masjid live. All the salah is live, Taraweeh will be live. Everything is live now. So you can download that application. Next week, inshallah, one brother, he will be, every year he donate ajwa khajur. So make sure that you take your ajwa khajur as well. Outside the building, that construction work, alhamdulillah, somebody donated £3,000 last year. Says, Maulana, please sort this out, the wall and all. Alhamdulillah, we have sorted, we managed to sort that wall out. Then somebody gave me, separately for the fans, to protect the masjid, fencing, £5,000 from local our local brother. One brother was £3,000, one brother was £5,000. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donation and reward these brothers, inshallah. Finally, the Taraweeh calendar, brothers. We're going to give the Ramadan calendar. So the Ramadan calendar is basically Fajr Salah, especially. Every 2 days changes. Every 2 days for Fajr. Fajr changes every 2 days. No caller ID. Hello? 1 minute, brother. Maybe it's something emergency. Hello? Chalo. Farig ho jao. Acha. Taraweeh calendar, so just make sure that you check the calendar every day, so you don't miss Jama'ah. It's very important. Check the calendar every day for Isha and for Fajr. And one brother, Abid Kareem, from Derby Road, and he moved to now Rolleston Road. His father-in-law in Sheffield is in serious condition, very ill. Ask me to make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa and cure him, inshallah. This brother is a very close to our masjid, and mashallah, always, you know, he gives his donations and help out our masjid. Make dua for the family, the Sheffield, the uncle, Muhammad Bashir. I know him personally, mashallah. So pray for him. May Allah give him shifa, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Aqimu sufufak.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Istaw, istaqimu wa'tadilu. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانيك هو الأبتر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Please do dua brothers for Haji Muhammad Bashir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa kamila inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييت منا فحي على الإسلام ومن توفيت منا فتوفوا على الإيمان. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. يا الله ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما. اللہ ہمارے حاجی صاحب جو بالخصوص بیمار ہیں یا اللہ ان کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. بھائی محمد بشیر کو یا اللہ شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو بھی بیماری ہیں یا اللہ ان کو تمام کو یا اللہ جڑ سے ختم فرما اور جلد سے جلد شفاء یاب فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا یا مولانا انک انت التواب الرحیم برحمتک. Inshallah. Donate for Khajur water and brothers for Gaza, inshallah.
Niche,